Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
Well, that sets a mood. I love that. On December 13th, 14th, and 15th, the Rosendale Theater will present the holiday classic It's a Wonderful Life as a live 1940s radio play. Frank Capra, the film's director, wanted It's a Wonderful Life to be a celebration of the lives and dreams of America's ordinary citizens who tried their best and tried the best that they could to do the right thing by themselves and their neighbors. It's certainly an enduring and beloved story. The show and Rosendale will be performed with live sound effects and music and features five actors playing 50 roles, just as it was on radio in the 1940s. The special benefit presentation at and for the Rosendale Theater is directed by Ann Citron, managing director of the Rosendale Theater, who joins us on the roundtable this morning. Ann, it's a delight to have you before these microphones once again.
Good morning, Joe. Thanks for having me.
Love having you here. I love having you talk about the wonderful work you do in Rosendale. And, you know, I remember hearing, when I was a kid, the tapes of when they did this as a radio show, because you don't expect it to be a radio show, because we all know the iconic film.
That's right.
But it worked as a radio.
It works as a radio very well. You know, I wasn't familiar with it. I just know the movie that plays 24 hours, you know, during Christmas, and love the movie. And the movie is such a...
Like November 5th through the end of January.
Exactly. It plays constantly. You can find it on one station
anytime,
somewhere.
Right, yeah.
And so, and, you know, it's the kind of thing that's always shows up on people's, you know, on best 100 movies ever.
Right.
And very often in the top 10 for many people. So I like to do things in Rosendale that are holiday oriented around this time. Like, we just did Schoolhouse Rock, and that was for kids and families. We had a great turnout for that. And this is really good for families, and also so that people can bring their kids and they can see an art that's really, you know, pretty much not around anymore. Although there are people doing radio plays, we do it in the 1940s style. We have a full Foley table on the stage, which really takes so much of the attention. Most people say that that's their favorite part of these radio plays, is watching the Foley artist and how they create sound. I've done radio plays before. I love that art. I'm a big fan of Norman Corwin, the poet.
Yeah,
the poet laureate of radio. And so we've done it, but I've never done something so well known and beloved. So I'm excited about that.
And it has a slightly, how do I say this? It's not quite as dark as the film.
No, it's not. I mean, you have your moments pathos and, you know, but it's really such a joyful story when you think about
right.
it. It's about, you know, people's search for meaning. There's this little scene where the father and George are talking, and George says, you know, he talks about how, I want to get out of this town. I want to do something important. And the father says, well, you know, in our small way, I really feel like we are doing something important. And that's such the gist of it, that, you know, we all live in communities and find meaning where we are.
It's sort of all Bedford Falls.
All Bedford Falls, especially in Rosendale. Rosendale is the perfect town for that. Rosendale is, you know, Bedford Falls. We'll do big things in Rosendale.
So you feel that when you're doing this, that as right before you open the doors on the 13th, 14th, and 15th, mm-hmm. there's just going to be a little blanket of snow, and everything is just going to be perfect.
I've ordered it. It's happening.
Seems inevitable when you do this kind of thing. What are the challenges in editing a show like this? Because the actors can hold scripts, right?
Oh, yes.
And you can...
Yes.
So there's less pressure in that aspect.
There is a little bit. Certainly memorizing it is a big deal. And also, we have a theater that is basically a movie theater that we also like to do live stuff in. And but they are moving around. They change hats. They change microphones. They're moving around the set. The Foley artists are right on the set with them. And some of the actors jump into sound effects as well. So there's a lot of movement and intrigue. We have a live band that's going to be in the pit. Saxophone saxophone, trumpet, and piano. You can't do 1940s without brass. And so we have some great great 1940s tunes. They're fully costumed. And we like to bring people back into the 1940s with this show.
And you have to – here's what I would hate.
Mm-hmm.
Because people go in there thinking, oh, Jimmy Stewart.
Yeah.
So the poor guy has to,
I know.
So how do you do that?
Well, first of all, the Brian Matthews, who is the actor who's playing the George Bailey part, there's no imitation of Jimmy Stewart.
Right.
He's an earnest guy who does the right thing, who loves his family, who really did make the right decisions, even though he was feeling, like he wanted to be elsewhere. And he comes to realize how his life touched so many people. And we just play that. And no imitations necessary.
You say, it's not necessary because it's the story itself.
Exactly. And some people, believe it or not, have not seen the movie. There are one or two out there. And there's
how
younger,
does that work?
I don't even know. I've seen it so many times. But
this holiday season, my aunt came and she sat down and we were decorating our tree. And I put in Miracle on 34th Street and she said, I've never seen this. And I was like, well,
how,
it's not that I'm judging. It's just like, I understand if somebody says, oh, I've never seen The Godfather.
Yeah.
Because it's not on 24 hours a day, seven
exactly.
days a week. But this is something that seems hard to...
It was hard for me to believe, but I did have a friend who said, oh, you're directing what? I've never seen it.
Yeah,
I said, go watch it. And she was very pleased she did because it's such a great story.
They're classics for a reason.
They are classics for a reason. Yeah, and you can watch it over and over again. Oh, I remember what I was going to say. There are some families who are going to come. I'm hoping people, it's at 7:30 and then a 2:00 matinee on Sunday. I'm hoping people will bring their children who maybe haven't seen it and, will experience it for the first time.
When you think about that aspect of it, that it is, it almost, because of the iconic nature of the film, if you're going to do it, it almost works like the best way to do it would be as a radio drama because it's different. It takes away from your expectations
exactly.
of what
you've
the,
never
the
seen it that
right.
way.
Right.
And also, as I said,
and we like familiarity, even though we know the story.
That's
it's
right.
like we're still the kid who says, tell me the story again. Tell
exactly.
me the story again.
Exactly. So you'll hear the story
right.
and you'll see people, acting out the parts, but you'll also see these sound effects, which are, they're hilarious. Free at Last, who's the person who is my sound effects person. She's a master drummer and a master sound maker. And you start to find sounds in everything you're doing when you're doing sound effects, Foley. You pick up something, you go, that sounds like a train running. and it does. And you find different ways. We use, seltzer bottles and, water. We have water for when Clarence plunges into the river. So that's quite fun and really captures people's imaginations.
And from what I understand, and this is sort of getting off the subject only a little bit, and then I'll bring it back. But in talking about, from what I understand, it was a fairly common practice with popular films that you would do the show.
Mm-hmm.
And then you would go over for Lux Radio Theater and would do a radio version of it.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah, I don't know about that. So,
yeah.
But
which is why this sort of exists,
yes.
the script, and because it was done in 1947.
And it's very true to the movie. Everything in the script, in the movie, is in the script. I didn't realize that you'd do both. When the movie was made, that you'd also do it on radio, because I guess not everybody got to the movies.
No VHS, DVR, any of that nonsense
no
at that
A-track.
Time. No, that's right. So you had to, if you missed it at the theater, you could see it.
You could hear
it on the radio, and of course it was good promotion. But when you bring a group together like this, I wouldn't even. So where do you look in the phone book for a Foley artist?
You don't. You, if you live in Rosendale, you go out on Main Street and you say, I need this, and it comes to you. That's how it happens in Rosendale.
That's how it happens.
That's Rosendale's miraculous in that way. No, I mean, I work free, and I work together at the Rosendale Theater. She's on our board of directors. We're very, you know, we do a lot internally, and we find people. Two members of our board of directors are in it. And then you find other people. I found we have Doug Motel, Jim Metzner, who is on AMC.
Yeah, Pulse. Yeah,
and you just, you know, for me, I just find people that I think would be fun to work with and that would suit the part. But the Foley is not hard for me because Free's across the street.
And well, you have like 300 seats?
We have 260.
Okay. So, yes, I mean, that's nice. A perfect size.
Perfect size. Yeah. And we just became, we renovated this summer.
Yeah.
And we became wheelchair accessible. We have a lift that we fundraise for. Yeah. And you know, we have a, they can, people can come in the front door, go up the lift. We're in the process now, so we're always fundraising because we're a nonprofit. We're in the process of converting one of the bathrooms so we, you know, we can have that accessible. And, yeah, it's really quite nice.
And you still, you go back and forth from movies to live events?
Oh, yeah. Well, we, I would say 95% of what we do is movies.
Yeah.
And we're going to keep it that way. But we like to augment the movie showing with live stuff because we bring in big houses for live theater, some music. Sometimes we do a dance film and a performance, you know, together. And, you know, we really mix it up. It's very eclectic. And we try to, you know, appeal to a very wide demographic. We want kids to come in. We want to beef up our children's programming. And we want, you know, people who love independent film. And we even show Hollywood films if they're good. We want to show it.
And so when you're done this, then what's the next production that you have in mind?
After December, I have resting in mind for about 2 weeks
at
least.
I don't blame you.
We
deserve that.
I know. We all do. We're all working very hard there. It's all volunteer run mostly.
Yeah.
You know. So I'm trying to think if we have something in the queue for January, February. We have just a lot of film. We bring in a lot of directors. John Sayles will be there in January for show his film, Go for Sisters. So I can't really think of our next live theater production. It's
but you
just
always
escaping
think
me, yeah.
Of saying there's something on the...
Oh, in head? Yeah, we'll do something in April. We've been doing a short play festival. We did it this summer, so we may do that in June again. It's all original 10-minute plays and cast locally. And so... That's just can't think of it right now.
Well, no, you can go to rosendaletheater.org and all the information is there, and you can find out everything you need to do. They have a calendar right on the website. You can go to our website as well, and there's a link there. It's wamc.org. But again, Rosendale Theater is where you want to go. They're presenting It's a Wonderful Life as a live 1940s radio play. It's December 13th, 14th, and 15th. 13th, 14th, and 15th. Anne Citron, I want to thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for doing this great work in the community and for the arts, and I appreciate it. And have a wonderful holiday season.
Thank you. You too, Joe.
A delight.
Thank
you.
Thank you.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.